Well, the last ball game, offensively, we did some very good things. However, we certainly had some opportunities to do some more damage. I know this, the players do think that we certainly left some yards and points and production and some third down conversions on the field. I know this, our players hung in, they battled and battled and battled, and then all of a sudden, bam, 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 a few bad things happened to us, and we just couldn't recover. And so we're working hard, we're preparing hard, and we've got an excellent opportunity hitting the train down there to Washington. Now, we've got to get our preparation done. We've got several new players playing, and so the preparation and the hard work on the field is key in these situations. I know that Nick Foles is busting. He's busting to get himself prepared for this ball game. Certainly working hard on the field. There's quite a bit of excitement, I think, in this situation because of a couple of things. Number one, the situation we're in. Can we get it done? Can we make a run here? And then secondly, because of a rookie quarterback, certainly there's some excitement there. Let's open up to questions. Yes.
A rookie quarterback. Excuse me? Do you get nervous starting a rookie quarterback?
Oh, no. No. You know, there's a certain plan that you have. Every rookie quarterback that has started since I've been coaching, I've been doing it a little while. I've had confidence in that he could go in and get certain things done that we needed done. So, however, it is exciting, certainly for the young man, the ball club, the players, and then certainly for the coaches. Yeah, there are certainly some unknowns. And so that's the exciting part.
Demetrius Bell having a confidence problem right now.
Excuse me?
Demetrius Bell, is confidence an issue with him right now?
You'd have to ask him. I'm not going to, I certainly don't think so. That's not my viewpoint. He's working to get better every day. As you know, he's a fine athlete. He's done some really good things. Certainly he's struggled at times. He's working to get better with his consistency level. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you expecting Ben Foles to start? I mean, it sounds like that's the way you're...
Well, we'll see. Mike's been with Rick. Now, I don't have the details, so you need to talk to Andy or Rick on the exact situation there. Mike, Nick is preparing to start this football game. Whether that happens or not, we don't know. And he's done that every week since he's been here, of course. So has Trent. That's the way you must prepare as a quarterback. So. Now, the difference is he's getting all the reps in practice.
What's the biggest challenge for Nick at first start and just overall, if it continues, what's the biggest challenge for any quarterback playing for the first time, really?
Well, everybody's different and everybody's built just a little differently. So certainly the excitement part of that. And then he will see some things that he hasn't seen before, and how he reacts to those things will be key. That would be the two biggest things right at the front of my mind.
How much do you tailor or slim down the offense for him just because of his lack of experience? And
well, that's part of the plan. And as far as volume, we've talked several times already. As far as volume, now I know and he knows and the rest of the football team knows that there are certain things that he can do very, very well. So certainly we'll play to his strengths or what we think are his strengths and what he thinks his strengths are, yeah.
When you got signed, Demetrius, you talked about his athleticism, about how he's similar in ways to Jason Peters, can do certain things, and how he just – couple weeks under Mud's system and he'd have it, and now, you know, more than halfway into the season and you can't get him on the field consistently. Where's the breakdown there? Because he was obviously supposed to be a big piece.
All that, but I'm sure that was said by...
seen a lot of him, Jason?
I can't speak for Hal. What I say, I don't recall.
But what in general is the breakdown?
I mean, you look, he's working diligently to get better. And I've had players go through these experiences before. And sometimes to end up being a top flight player, you have to go through some just horrendous type things. And I'm not saying that's horrendous, but some rough, tough times. And in and out of the lineup in some cases. I have very good players go through this. And if mentally, if you just work to get better every day, good things will happen. And I know this, that he's athletic, he's diligent, he wants to be good, and so usually good things will happen.
Tim, to still be a starter down the road for this team? I mean,
nobody's got a crystal ball. But he is working diligently every day, preparation and hard work on the field to get better every day, and then we'll see what happens. The good things will end up usually good things end up happening when a talented man puts the hard work in and the time in.
Carries and 0-6 when he gets fewer than 20 carries. What do you make out of that number?
Well, I mean, that we're in 4 minutes at the end of the game, so he gets a few more carries. I mean, it's just that simple. I mean,
from behind, and you want him on the last drive, so it wasn't necessarily running out the clock in that situation.
I think LeSean is in the top 10 in carries. I think he's 8th in carries and 4th in total touches. I don't think there's a problem there. You know, every game's different, so I think you got to dig into every game. And usually the ball carriers get a few more carries when you're ahead and then 4 minutes towards the end of the game.
Marty, do you see an extra bit of leadership or command of the huddle that Nick Foles has that maybe other rookies wouldn't have in your experience?
Well, I coached a great rookie one time, Jeff Garcia, who had great command, as you know, had him there in San Francisco. And I will say this, that Nick Foles has excellent command. It appears that he's an excellent leader. So, yes, I would say that would be true, yeah.
During the draft process, there were obviously a lot of quarterbacks. Many of them are starting now. What stood out to you about Nick Foles?
Well, he had some great strengths. He's big. He's got a big arm. I thought he carried Arizona as best as he could. They really had problems personnel-wise, injury-wise. Tough, both physically and mentally, and certainly had to dig, if you remember, and when we talked about that after the draft, and he certainly is built the right way, and so we'll see what happens. I know he's excited about the opportunity.
Why do you think the quarterbacks, especially this year, have been ready to start, you know, in their first season?
Well, all different types of reasons. This could be a couple-hour-long conversation, you know, but I think certainly colleges are throwing the ball more, so they're getting more progression and read and really, literally hundreds of times throwing the ball more than they had in the past. Some of it's a little bit different schematically, some of these systems. However, there's no substitute for that experience that you get throwing the football at any level. So I think that's first. Secondly, I think there are some ball clubs that just simply drafted a man and they're inserting him. And that's happened in the past as well. So I think those are the two top things that come to my mind.
When Nick was, you were mentioning, I think, earlier in college, he didn't have great protection as a senior. Did that benefit him at this level? I mean, what kind of offense do you want to get? Because he's seen almost pretty much everything before.
Well, he hasn't seen everything. However, I know what you're saying, and it's a good point. I think I know this. Any experience you have pays off. There's no substitute for experience at any level. Now, there's no substitute for pro experience either, because it is a little bit different. And so he's busting on the preparation to get himself ready for this ball game.
Marty, what do you make of
the way he's been able to hang in? I mean, the way he's been able to be in the pocket with all the pressure and size.
Yeah, he's built that way as well. He gets typically he anticipates well. He gets the ball out fast, and he's a big, strong man. Yeah.
Marty, what do you make of the excitement that you're seeing from the team when it comes to the prospect of Nick starting?
Well, there's two things that we talked about. Nick starting, and then, hey, in this situation, I love this situation. Hey, you know, it's us against everybody, you know, backs against the wall. And so even to the point of thriving on it were our players, you know. And so, and then you put with Nick in there with a rookie quarterback, and I think our players certainly see bright spots with Nick. And so I know there's some excitement there, yeah.
How much does the likelihood that he's going to start affect the game as opposed to
his quarterback? Well, it certainly does, yes. And we've talked about that, playing toward his strengths. And then we've talked specifically volume. You know, there's that fine line with any quarterback, even a 10-year veteran that's got natural feel and is real sharp. There's that fine line on how much and how many, because you just have a certain amount of reps in practice.
From the time we saw him last, the Jets preseason game, the last preseason game, to when he came in on Sunday, where has the progress been? Because we're not at practice each day, so where's the progress from that point to now?
Well, it's all his practice reps, and then he and Trent have done an outstanding job of preparing like they are the starter for every ball game. Well, that pays off in the long run, and then all of the reps in practice, and much of it is individual, and on the service team, and those reps are important for every player, certainly the quarterback position. So then the last thing is the comfort with our system. And by preparing every week like you're the starter, even though you're not getting the reps with the team, you're getting certainly some in individual, that pays off as well.
Marty, what does that entail, specifically, like preparing as your starter for a guy like who's not getting as many reps? What does that entail behind the scenes?
Again, that we could discuss that for hours on how a quarterback goes about preparing, and everybody's a little different. I will tell you that Nick and Trent are in here at night several times a week, going through, and there's so many things that you go through, and you go through it in pieces, but the blitz, the short yardage, the goal line, the nickel, the base, the red zone, the backed up, the 4 minutes. So by piece, they're preparing themselves on our game plan, off of film, exactly what they're going to see. We've been through it in meetings, and they're getting the extra reps. All of the quarterbacks get with the centers on their own as well. We have certainly morning meetings several times a week, and then within the offense structure with protections and blitz. So it goes on and on and on, and there is a structure to it, and they've done just an outstanding job with that. And Doug Peterson organizes that part of it, along with Howard. So it's a long, exhaustive process to be a fine player in this league, especially at the quarterback spot. A lot of time, hard work, and effort in the film room and the classroom.
And the pre-snap calls and protections with Nick, is he going to be doing all of that, or are you going to change things
up? Well, our center and quarterback do it together. But Nick does do an awful lot of that. It is going to be loud. That's the other thing that is a challenge here with our cadence and the communication part.